All right, so today we're going to be diving into this whole idea of digital-enabled strategic agility. Basically, how companies can use all this tech out there to really thrive in our crazy digital world. We got a ton of research and articles you sent over, and one from Information and Management really stood out to me. It takes a close look at healthcare. It seems like healthcare has been a little slower to adopt all the new digital stuff compared to like finance or retail.
Yeah, it's interesting though, because healthcare has a really unique perspective, I think, when it comes to the challenges and opportunities of, becoming digitally agile.
Yeah, it definitely feels like healthcare has some catching up to do. But before we get into all the specifics, can we just break down this whole digital-enabled strategic agility concept? What does that even mean?
Sure, yeah. So this research basically points to three main things: digital orientation, information governance, and digital transformation. Think of them as like, in interconnected pieces of the puzzle here.
Gotcha. Okay, so let's start with digital orientation. I'm guessing that's more than just, having the latest gadgets, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. Digital orientation is really about a company's commitment to using technology to achieve its goals. It's about like weaving digital thinking into the very fabric of the company,
Yeah.
from like leadership down to the employees who are actually interacting with customers and patients.
So it's more about having a culture that embraces technology and sees it as essential for success. I can definitely see how that would be important in healthcare, especially.
Absolutely. And the research actually found that this digital orientation plays a big part in making companies more agile through something called sense making.
Fence making. Okay, I've never heard of that. Tell me more.
Basically, it's all about how people in a company kind of interpret and understand the world around them, especially,
Yes.
when things are changing so fast like they are now. In this context, it's about understanding the digital world and figuring out how to use it strategically.
So let's say you have a hospital with a really strong digital orientation. Their leadership would be constantly looking for new technologies, right? Like keeping up with new AI diagnostic tools or whatever.
Yeah, that's a perfect example. They'd be looking at how that new tech could affect patient care. They'd research how other hospitals are using it and plan for any potential problems. That's exactly what sense making is in action.
It's like they always have their finger on the pulse, constantly figuring out how all this new tech can help them improve patient care.
Exactly. And that's where the second element comes in, information governance.
Okay, information governance. That sounds a little bit technical. Can you break that down for me a bit?
Sure. So think of information governance as like the rules of the road for data. It's about defining, who can access what information, how it's used, how it's protected. And it's especially important in healthcare, when you're dealing with all this sensitive patient data.
So it's like creating a system to manage and protect data, which is super important for, building trust with patients.
Exactly. But it's also about being agile. When you have clear guidelines and processes for managing all this data, organizations can make decisions faster and more effectively.
That makes sense. Now, you mentioned earlier that information governance looks different across industries. Can you give me an example of that?
Sure. So imagine you're a retail company instead.
Yeah.
Your information governance priorities might be totally different. You might be focused on using data to personalize marketing recommend products,
Okay.
or even analyze shopping patterns to, figure out what to keep in stock. It's still about having those rules of the road, but the specific rules will change based on your industry and what you're trying to do.
That makes sense. You need to find that balance between protecting information and also using it to innovate and, improve what you offer.
Exactly. And that leads us to the third piece of the puzzle, digital transformation.
All right, so this is where we start talking about actually putting these insights into action, right? Using technology to change how things are done.
Where the digital transformation is about using digital tools and technologies to basically change how your organization works. Like in healthcare, you see this with things like telehealth, remote patient monitoring, even AI diagnostics.
So it's about using these digital tools to improve things, to streamline processes, improve efficiency, and ultimately provide better care.
Exactly. Like imagine a manufacturing company that uses sensors and data to track their production line in real time. They can see where the bottlenecks are, optimize workflows, even predict when they need to do maintenance before something breaks down. That's digital transformation making them more efficient.
That's a great example. So we've got digital orientation setting the stage, then information governance, making sure we're handling data responsibly, and finally, digital transformation, actually making the changes happen.
Yeah, exactly. And what's really interesting is the research found that digital orientation doesn't directly make a company more agile.
Wait, really? I thought we were saying there's a pretty direct link between embracing technology and becoming more agile.
It's subtle, but it's important. Digital orientation on its own doesn't make a company more agile. It works through these other two things: information governance and digital transformation.
Yeah.
It's more like a chain reaction, you know.
So digital orientation kind of gets things moving. Information governance helps manage the data effectively. And then digital transformation brings it all together to actually make a difference.
Exactly. The study found that companies can become agile, either by investing a lot in information governance or by investing a lot in digital transformation initiatives.
So there are multiple paths to get to the same result.
That's right. But here's the thing. To get the best results, you really need all three things working together.
Okay, that's starting to make sense. But this all begs the question. If I'm leading a company, where do I even begin?
That's a great question, and it's one we'll definitely get into as we continue our deep dive today. So if you're a leader and you're looking to make your organization more agile, the first thing you got to do is really look at your digital orientation. Ask yourself, are we really committed to using tech to reach our goals?
So it's bigger than just having a website or, you know, using email. It's about making technology part of everything the company does.
Yeah, exactly. It's about building a culture where people are comfortable using technology, where they're encouraged to try new tools, and where everyone sees technology as a way to be more successful.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
But what about information governance? With all the privacy and security concerns these days, how can leaders make sure their organizations are handling data the right way?
That's a huge question. I think the key is to think about information governance strategically, not just as something you have to do to check a box. Remember, it's not about locking everything down. It's about setting clear rules and processes that let data move smoothly and securely within the organization.
So it's like building a good highway system for data, with clear lanes and traffic signals and rules of the road, so everyone knows how to use the system safely and efficiently.
That's a great way to put it. And of course, the specific rules of the road will be different, depending on the industry and the kind of data you're dealing with. Like in healthcare, you have high PI regulations to worry about. In finance, it might be Sarbanes-Oxley. The point is to tailor your information governance practices to your specific situation.
That makes sense. So let's say we have a strong digital orientation, and we have good information governance practices in place. How do we actually start putting all this into action? What does digital transformation look like in the real world?
That's where things get exciting. Digital transformation is about using technology to fundamentally change how your organization works, how you deliver value, and how you interact with your customers or clients.
We talked about some examples earlier, like telehealth in healthcare, personalized marketing in retail, and real-time production monitoring and manufacturing.
Right, but digital transformation can take a lot of different forms. It can mean automating things that used to be done manually, creating new digital products or services, or even using data analytics to make smarter decisions.
So it's not just about getting the newest tech gadgets. It's about using technology strategically to solve business problems and create new opportunities.
Exactly. And the research we're looking at today makes a really interesting point. Remember that chain reaction we talked about earlier? How digital orientation leads to agility through information governance and digital transformation.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, the study actually found three distinct pathways for how this happens. A company can become more agile by putting a lot of resources into information governance, or they can become more agile by investing in digital transformation initiatives.
So there's more than one way to get to the same outcome.
Exactly, but here's the catch. For the best results, you really need all three elements working together.
It's like a three-legged stool: digital orientation, information governance, and digital transformation. You need all three legs to be strong and stable to support real agility.
I like that analogy. It shows how important it is to take a holistic approach. You can't just focus on one thing. You have to address all three in a coordinated and strategic way.
Okay, that's helpful. But I'm still wondering how all this applies to different industries. We've talked a lot about healthcare, but are there broader lessons here for leaders in other sectors?
Absolutely. While this study focused on healthcare, I think the basic principles apply everywhere. Every industry is facing digital disruption in one way or another.
True. It's just a matter of how and when those disruptions will happen.
Right. So whether you're in finance, retail, manufacturing, or whatever, you need to be thinking about how to build a digital mindset, how to manage your data effectively, and how to use technology to adapt to a world that's changing really fast.
So it's about embracing this idea of digital-enabled strategic agility as a core skill, no matter what industry you're in.
Exactly. And it's not a one-time thing. It's a continuous process of learning, adapting, and evolving as the digital world changes around us.
So it's not enough to just use a few digital tools or launch a new website. It's about constantly reevaluating your digital orientation, refining your information governance practices, and pushing the boundaries of digital transformation.
Exactly. And that's where strong leadership is so important. Leaders need to set the tone, create a culture that embraces digital thinking, and provide the resources and support people need to drive this ongoing transformation.
So it's about leading by example and inspiring your team to embrace this new way of thinking and working.
Absolutely. Leaders need to be the champions of digital-enabled strategic agility. They need to communicate the vision, empower their teams, and celebrate successes along the way. Now, as we wrap up, I want to leave you with one final thought.
Ooh. I always love a good thought-provoking question. What is it?
We spent a lot of time today talking about this research on healthcare, but as we've said, the implications go way beyond any one industry. So I want to challenge you to think about how these findings might apply to your own field. What are the unique challenges and opportunities for digital-enabled strategic agility in your sector? How might the principles of digital orientation, information governance, and digital transformation look different in your context?
That's a great question. It's like taking all these insights and looking at them through a new lens, focusing on our own areas of expertise.
Exactly. And I think there's a lot of potential for learning from each other across industries. What if we could take the best practices from healthcare and apply them to finance or the other way around?
That's a really interesting idea. Mm-hmm. We could learn so much from each other if we stop thinking in silos and start sharing knowledge and best practices.
Absolutely. And that's what makes this whole topic so exciting. It's not just about technology. It's about people collaboration and the power of collective intelligence.
Well said. And on that note, I think we've come to the end of our deep dive for today. But as always, we encourage you to keep exploring these ideas, to stay curious, and to keep pushing the limits of what's possible in this ever-changing digital age.
Exactly. The journey of digital transformation never really ends. It's an ongoing process of learning, adapting, and innovating.
I love that idea. You know, it's not just about chasing the latest tech trends. It's about building a culture where people are comfortable with digital thinking and are ready to adapt.
Exactly. And I think one of the most interesting things this research shows is how different industries approach things like digital orientation, information governance, and digital transformation in their own unique ways.
You got me curious now. Can you give us a real-world example of how that plays out?
Let's stick with healthcare for a minute. Like we talked about before, information governance in healthcare is super complex. You have to deal with HIPAA, patient privacy laws, strict data security rules, and you're always trying to balance sharing data for better care coordination with the need to protect sensitive information.
Yeah, it's like walking a tightrope.
Exactly. Now, compare that to the financial industry. They also handle tons of sensitive data, but their focus might be more on data integrity for things like audit trails, making sure they comply with regulations like Sarbanes-Oxley, and ensuring accuracy in their financial reporting.
So even though both healthcare and finance deal with sensitive information, the rules of the road for data are totally different.
Exactly. And then you have industries like retail, where information governance might be all about using customer data for personalized marketing targeted ads, or even figuring out what to stock based on shopping patterns.
It's interesting how the way you approach information governance really depends on the context.
Absolutely, and that's a key takeaway for any leader who wants to make their organization more agile. There's no one-size-fits-all solution. You have to understand your industry, the regulations you have to follow, and your own organization's goals and values.
So you have to tailor your information governance strategy to your specific needs.
Exactly. And the same goes for digital transformation. The technologies that drive transformation are going to be different in different industries.
Yeah, I can see that. The digital tools that are revolutionizing healthcare are probably going to have the same ones that are changing retail or manufacturing.
Think about it. In healthcare, we're seeing big innovations in things like telehealth remote patient monitoring and AI-powered diagnostics. Mm-hmm. But in retail, the big changes might be coming from e-commerce platforms, mobile shopping apps, and using data analytics to improve supply chains.
It's all about finding the right tools for the job, the tools that help you reach your strategic goals.
And that brings us back to sense-making. Leaders have to be able to look ahead, identify the technologies that matter most to their industry, and figure out how to use them in a way that actually creates value.
It's like being a chef.
Yeah.
You know, experimenting with different ingredients and techniques to create a dish that's both delicious and balanced.
I like that analogy. It's
Yeah.
about having that same kind of curiosity, that willingness to experiment and innovate,
Yeah.
but always keeping in mind what your customers want and what they're looking for.
So when we talk about digital-enabled strategic agility, we're really talking about a multifaceted approach. It's not just about the technology itself, it's about the mindset, the way you manage data, and the strategic use of digital tools to navigate a world that's constantly changing.
Absolutely. And it's about understanding that agility isn't something you achieve. It's a journey of continuous learning, adaptation, and evolution.
Well said. I think it's time to wrap up our deep dive for today. We've covered a lot of ground, but hopefully you found it insightful and thought-provoking.
We've just scratched the surface of this topic, but we hope it's given you some new ideas and some things to think about as you continue on your own digital transformation journey.
As always, we encourage you to stay curious, keep exploring, and keep pushing the limits of what's possible in this exciting digital world. Until next time.